Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
What are you thinking about, Jim?
Oh, you know, I just hope that when I get old, I don't sit around thinking about it, but I probably will.
Thinking about what?
You know, these glory days.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what? These are your glory days? That was good.
All right. So, Patrick, I think for some time people have thought, you know, there'd be those episodes where, you know, they're just phoning it in, right?
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And literally, that's what we do now. We phone it in, right?
That's right.
Sort of stumble downstairs, yeah. Put on the microphones and phone it in.
Yeah, that's
easy.
Right. There you go. So, this is one of those episodes, I think. So we needed a topic for today, and I got to thinking, I just had a birthday the other day. And,
oh, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. And also, because of the lockdown, for the first time in my life, I've been growing a proper beard, I think, mm-hmm. right?
Yes,
and,
you have.
And because of my age, it's all gray.
That's
and
right.
And so that's when people started calling me Sea Captain, right? when they say this.
What they've been calling you to your face.
Yes, right. I don't know about other things, but that's fine. So anyway, it got me thinking about aging in songs. And a while back, many months ago, I put this question out to listeners, and I don't remember what prompted me to do it. And we got a bunch of responses on this, and I just thought we could talk a little bit about that today. Does that sound good?
Sounds great to me. And I'd like to say congratulations to you, Jim. I mean, I think in our current day and age, to make it to 70 years old is not something that's easy to do. So
I know.
Way to go.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm on the watch list right now.
You know,
that's
one
of those people at risk. So anyway, this show is called Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we got this list here, and before we play any selections from it, I think it's a curious thing. I just want to touch on this a little bit too, because when you think of popular music and like rock and roll and the kind of stuff we talk about,
yep.
it traditionally was aimed at a youthful audience. And I still, you know, current popular music still is today. Like that's always like sort of the current pop music is like, what are we going to get the kids to listen to and buy, right?
Right, exactly.
So the whole idea of writing something that might be about, you know, getting older, you know, seems like it's a bit foreign to that model, you know. Mm-hmm. So the people who have done that, I think they obviously have admitted at some point, like, hey, I'm older myself and I want to write about these things that feel true to my life stage, and you know, I'm just gonna appeal to, you know, the older people who are still into music, maybe doing that in some cases, not all. Then there's other ones maybe where it's a younger person sort of imagining what life might be like when they get older. You see examples of that. The When I'm 64 would be the sort of classic example of that.
Yeah.
And then you have some that are really wry about aging. And I'll kick that off with one of those right now. Sort of a classic example here.
Crimson flames tied through my ears, rolling high and mighty traps, pounced with fire on flaming roads, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges soon, said I, proud neath heated brow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
All right, there you go. My back pages, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that song, like many things that Dylan did during this period, turned conventional notions on their head. You know, he turned the conventional love song on its head with songs around this time. And he also turned our notion of the way we age and our experience making us more wise, supposedly, on its head with that song, too. And the Byrds do an amazing
yes.
sort of aching folk rock version of that song, too, that may even cut the original. They were probably Dylan's greatest interpreters.
Oh, I would imagine probably people are more familiar with the Byrds version of that song than this original. But of course, I wanted to give credit here to the songwriter. But
right.
But yeah, I think we've all sort of felt that as we've gotten older, too, that idea of like when I was younger, maybe I took myself more seriously
yeah.
in some way. And now I'm and now that I'm older, the stuff that I thought was so important or mattered so much was really not that.
Yeah. And you're not a big fan of birthdays in general, right? Is that the case? I know we've touched on it briefly over the years.
It's okay. I don't get all worked up about it. I mean, my feeling with birthdays is they're for kids. Like kids, it's exciting. Totally. I mean, every time the kids have a birthday, it's a big deal and everything. But I kind of feel like once you have kids, then it's sort of like, yeah, your own birthday is not that big a deal. I don't know.
That's right.
I don't want to speak for you. I don't know. You know, if you make a big deal out of your birthdays, then, you know, I don't want to.
Do not. Okay. I always think a birthday is successful if nobody remembers or very few people remember that it's actually my birthday.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Especially, you know, you and I have both worked in offices. It's great if nobody makes a big deal about it. That's what I always thought.
It's exactly
you know what I mean? Like, nobody knew. That's awesome.
That's how
and
I
around
do.
Here, you know, same thing, I think, for most of our family. I think the kids, you always, it's fun to make a big deal and they get so excited and things like that. But again, other than the fact that it's actually another day, you know, that you happen to be born, I think a lot of it gets tied up with time and how time passes and how you feel about the passage of time. And I know that some people I have been friends with take that opportunity of a birthday to lament all the stuff they didn't do or wanted to do and didn't get done, you know? So I think it all depends on how you view the passage of time, you know, and how you treat that.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't encourage anyone to look back on the last year with, you know, regrets. I think a healthier way to look at it would be like, look at all the things you did, like look at it positively. And then if you do have any of those feelings, then just put that forward to the next year. Be like, in the next year, I'm going to do these things, right?
Totally. And, you know, I know that we're not particularly political on this show, but if you look at our current situation here in our house, we've been a little more careful probably because of my mother-in-law, who we care about very much, being 94 years old. So we've been on lockdown probably for like 6 to 7 weeks, somewhere in there. But man, when you think about it, you know, over time, that's really not that much time. Yet people are getting so angry and upset that it's time to reopen. And, you know, this has been closed for so long, but it's really a sliver of time, you know, a pretty small sliver of time when you look back on it.
I hope that's how this works out, too. I hope that everybody will, you know, once this passes, everybody after, you know, a relatively short period of time will just be like, remember that thing? How crazy was that? Yeah. Right. You know,
but that's right.
And I don't mean to make light for the people who really suffer tragedy in this. That's not what I'm trying to say. But, you know, when you're in a stressful time, of course, it seems much longer than it does in retrospect. Right.
Always. Yeah. It's funny how time can, as Willie Nelson said, slip away. Maybe that's one we need to add to the playlist. And one song that I wanted to talk about within this is an amazing song. I'll never forget this, Jim. I was used to go to a ton of shows when I was working to review them. And always, as you know, you go to a show on a Saturday night, you know, in D.C., you're not getting out of there till, you know, if you're lucky, 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And I remember I'd gone to one show really late. It was at the Black Cat, started very late. I can't remember exactly what the band was, but it happened to be that night where daylight savings time kicks in. Right. So there's that 1 hour where you actually go from like 2 o'clock to 1 o'clock. You know, so there's an hour that suddenly is gone. And I remember I was listening to the radio. I was listening to WTOP, the news, the all news station here in D.C. And it got to be the top of the hour. And they used to play like a CBS news feed at the top of the hour. You know, they'd play that ding and then it'd be dun, 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 dun. It'd be like the 5 minutes of national news. And they did that. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning going on 1 o'clock in the morning. And then all they did was play about, I don't know, 30 or 40 seconds of this song by Fairport Convention. And so we'll play a little bit of that and we can talk about this song.
Across the evening sky, all the birds are leaving. But how can they know it's time for them to go? I have no thought of time.
It's an amazing song from their third album, Unhalf Bricking. One member of the band, drummer Martin Lamble, and Richard Thompson's girlfriend at the time, Jeannie Franklin, were killed in a car crash about 2 months before this album was released. And it's really imbued with a sense of the preciousness of life and how short it can be or how long it can be. And I always felt like if you never really were convinced of Richard Thompson's genius or even Sandy Denny, who wrote this song and sings on it, listen to his guitar accompaniment, the way he plays lines on the guitar after she sings certain lines in the song. I mean, it's about a 5 minute song, but it's probably one of the greatest 5 minute sort of, you know, guitar songs without being Hendrix like or Stevie Ray Vaughan or flashy or Clapton, you know, with all this soloing and stuff. It just, his accompaniment is so, so perfect and so sympathetic and sensitive to the way the song ebbs and flows. It's one of my all time favorite songs. But yeah, it was weird that night just hearing that song on like CBS News, just like played it for 30 seconds. It was pretty bizarre. Yeah, you know, an hour disappears once a year somewhere in there. So
yeah. Was there anything on this listener list that caught your attention? So we got, I don't know, a good 12 or 15 or so suggestions here.
Yeah. One that's really interesting to me, the song by the artist Subways on the Sun, who I think they suggested it themselves,
yes,
didn't they?
They
which
did.
I think is pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That one kind of caught my eye. I don't know exactly how those guys came into our orbit. I was not familiar with the song, but I really liked it.
No. Okay. That song is called Hope You Like Getting Old.
Yeah.
Subways on the Sun.
Nice. You know, very nice, yeah.
You know what I really like about that song, just musically, is when you listen to that, there's like a sort of a grungy low end kind of underneath at the bottom
really
there, kind
is.
Of going along. But then the guitars are these kind of chiming, bright guitars, right? It's a nice,
that's very cool.
It's a nice interplay there.
Really is a nice contrast, sensitivity, and also like a little bit of roar at the bottom. It's really a nice song.
Yeah.
And a band from Seattle, apparently. So that fits. But yeah, I'm not sure where that came from, but I really liked it. So that really caught my eye.
As
for
you
sure.
mentioned, the band nominated itself to be on the playlist. So that's great.
So there you
this
go.
This was their second album, Capsize, came out in 2018.
Capsize.
So check that out, everyone. Subways on the Sun. All right.
Subways on the Sun. Thanks, guys.
So the thing I noticed, or one song that caught my attention on these suggestions, it came from our own intern, Matt.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's somebody named Sam Roberts. Are you familiar with Sam Roberts?
Just vaguely.
I want to say we've talked about him. I can't remember. But anyway.
I think we did.
Yeah, this song is called Them Kids, and I really like this.
We disappear.
So this would not be sort of your like aging and getting wiser and imparting wisdom upon the younger kids and all that kind of stuff. This is more kind of the bitter old guy going like, oh, these kids today, right?
That's right. Yeah. And just doing a quick search, we first heard about Sam Roberts from Intern Matt on the Meet Intern Matt episode 626. So that makes sense. Yeah, totally. Like that a lot. I really like the interplay of the instruments there and that little kind of bubbly keyboard thing.
It's
was really cool. There's a great guitar line there.
And then Matt specifically referenced a line in the song that says, I can't sell my songs, so I'm going to have to give them away. I can't sell myself since my hair started turning to gray. So that's, you know, that's the artist's lament as he gets older. Yeah. As I was saying, it's, you know, no longer can you sell yourself to the kids anymore, right?
That's right. Well, and, you know, looking at this list, when we talked to earlier about, you know, doing this episode, immediately thought of Getting Older by The Clean. And, of course, Nick Scalera contributed that song. Yeah. And that one's very funny, very, very sly and very, very wry in the sense of, well, you're getting older. Why don't you just do yourself in? You know, just go ahead and kill yourself. It's going to make everything a lot easier, you know, when the time comes. And of course, I think it was like The Clean's third single or fourth single or something. You know, they had it become so old and, you know, such aged rock stars at that point. But and of course, my generation being, you know, for some, the ultimate irony or, you know, sellout, depending on how you look at it, with The Who, you know, hoping they die before they get old and then, you know, still being around all these years later. I think it's worth noting, too, that, you know, early on in rock and roll history, it was widely considered a fad that was going to burn out,
yes.
You know, even up until the Beatles showed up, where it was like, hey, let's just get as much money out of this as we can.
Totally.
Exploit these guys. And then because 2 years later, people's attention is going to go to something completely different. Yeah. You know,
you have to understand it. It's so different today. People, you know, obviously can make careers out of rock music. But at the time, that was not considered the norm. In fact, that's why Colonel Tom Parker positioned Elvis toward movies, right? Because this rock and roll thing, that's going to have a very short lifespan. And if you're going to maintain a career, you got to move, you know, go into acting or something else.
Yeah.
You can't keep, you know, singing to the kids. That's a nowhere road. So that's the environment that all these guys sort of came up in. And it's funny to think of a band like the Rolling Stones, you know, still out there playing because I don't think they ever probably expected that when they were younger, right?
No, I mean, you know, even the Beatles, I think if you go back and read some of the history, Lennon and McCartney thought, well, maybe we got 2 or 3 years at this and we better make all we can. And that's why they played those backbreaking, you know, tours every night, you know, all across the country and just spent every single waking moment doing the group because they didn't know how long it was going to last. And they hoped to grab as much of the brass ring as they could during that time. So I think there's a line in the movie Almost Famous where I think, who is it, like Jimmy Fallon is playing the manager that sort of swoops in and he's like, you guys got to get what you can get right now because, you know, if you think Mick Jagger is going to be up there when he's 40, you know, that ain't going to happen.
That's right. That's right. So, So you mentioned My Generation. That's sort of a classic one. We mentioned When I'm 64. I think Glory Days is another
people
think about getting older, which I think is, again, sort of a wry song because it's really not happy about, you know, about getting older. It's basically saying, you know, you're all used up by this point in life, right?
And, I know.
And it's sad that you're still thinking about your youth, you know, as the best time you'll ever have.
I know. And you know, it's interesting looking at this list too, so many good tunes and hopefully, you know, folks will also, you know, come up with a few others. But if you think about the song Dignified and Old by the Modern Lovers, now that's sort of the antithesis of all this. You know, like Jonathan Richman was always, even back then, you know, calling out the hippies who were stoned all the time. Like, that's not cool. I want to be dignified and old. You know, that's my goal. You know, totally the opposite of the My Generation kind of attitude.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I wanted to play out with that song.
Oh,
I thought,
sweet.
You know, that would exemplify me in some way, right? I'm now hopefully dignified and old. So we'll play out with that.
I would definitely say so, man.
But thanks to people who submitted suggestions, we're going to have this playlist available for people. We can post it with this article and then on our newsletter this week, we can feature it there. So go to suburbspod.com and sign up for the newsletter and you'll see that we'll have this playlist called I'm Younger Than That Now. There's like 18 songs on it right now. And if people have more suggestions, let us know that. You can
let us know.
You can email rock@suburbspod.com or just comment on the Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or call
612-440-1984.
Do that. The other thing I want to mention here, Patrick, I thought since we were talking about birthdays,
yeah,
you know what would make a perfect birthday gift for someone of your loved ones or friends or what have you, anyone celebrating a birthday would be merchandise from Rockin' the Suburbs,
yes.
Right?
Rockin' the Suburbs t-shirt, I'll tell you. Yeah. My youngest offspring, who's been home with us, you know, since the pandemic really came to worldwide crisis level, has been wearing that Rockin' the Suburbs t-shirt that she stole out of our bin constantly. And it's comfortable, looks great, great for wearing around the house. Yeah, it's really good lockdown wear.
As long as she's not taking other shirts and making masks out of them or anything like that, right?
No, that has not happened. Okay. No. And I will pinch the appropriate amount off her stimulus check when it arrives.
All right. So anyway, go to suburbspod.com and you can also find the merchandise. We got the shirts,
definitely do that.
The pint glasses, the bottle openers. Do we still have bottle openers left or are they gone now?
We got about 3 or 4 bottle openers left and we've got plenty of pint glasses. And there's a couple sizes of t-shirts that are running low, but luckily we have a source that we can replenish if needed. But yeah, definitely check it out. It's good.
We'll do that.
Hey, Father's Day is coming up.
That's right.
So you could ask for that for
Father's Day. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for dads.
Mother's Day is coming up.
It's an ideal gift for dads and grads. Oh, speaking of the merchandise, though, we've gotten a request from people for coffee mugs. So we may want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that under advisement. We'll take that to the next board meeting.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And I said, hey, kids. Hey, kids. I said, hey, kids. Hey, kids. I said, someday we'll be dignified and whole. But I try to say,
and I'll tell you, I have a birthday this year also. So
you do have one this year. Oh,
yeah, I do have one this year.
All right. Mm-hmm.